two questions here that I end up with. A, how would you like to be remembered? And or advice you give to students, to athletes, to those who want to be coaches? Do you have some parting words for these people who will be listening?
I think the one thing that I've always tried to impress upon players is God's giving you so much talent, or your parents, or the genes you have so much talent. If you can go out and develop those God-given talents to the fullest, then you probably are going to feel good about yourself, knowing that you are an overachiever in a sense. But I also tell all of them that there's nothing easy in being a success. It takes a lot of hard work. There are a lot of people that have dreams of going to the top or going to the crown room or winning championships, regardless of whether it's athletics or the business you're in. But there's not an easy way to get there. You have to be willing to pay the price to do that. And there's too many people that aren't willing to make the personal sacrifices to make that happen.
Did you ever meet up with players that you knew were talented and may have been even more talented than people that you coached, but they didn't work, and it's too bad because that talent went basically then unused?
Yeah, I've had a lot of players that didn't achieve the height of success that they could have because they were lazy, or they didn't take advantage of the opportunity to listen to coaches and do the things that they should have done. They'd rather be out doing something else. But I've had a lot of overachievers, too, and I think those are the guys you point to with pride that, boy, they gave everything they could. And I've seen a lot of those guys that did that as overachievers, as players, and they've gone on to do very well in the business community.
Is that the way you'd like to be remembered, maybe, is that you were able to help these people move on in life?
Well, I think that's the only reason I stayed in coaching. People ask me today, you miss coaching. I don't miss the games. What I miss is the fellowship one has with his assistant coaches, the fellowship that you have with your players and watching your players grow and mature as people and as players. I miss that daily association that I had in coaching. But, yeah, I think that the one thing we tried to always impress was in some way the relationship you had with your players, you helped them certainly become better players, but you hope you helped them in some way to become a better person.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for this time we've spent together, and I appreciate your time very much, Eddie. Thank you.
You're welcome, John.